Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The U.S. House has voted to override President Trump's veto of the annual defense bill. Alaska's lone House member, Don Young, voted with the Democrats on the override, according to Alaska Public Media. The final tally was a bit overwhelming, 322-87. Scores of House members voted by proxy. The Senate is likely to override as well, turning the bill into law, and if so, it will be the first time Congress has overridden a President Trump veto. Both of Alaska senators have also said that they will vote to override. The annual defense bill is considered must-pass legislation to keep military programs going. It has a pay raise for the troops and allows the purchase of new equipment, including 6 polar icebreakers. President Trump wanted the bill to allow more lawsuits against social media companies, and he objected to a provision telling the Pentagon to rename military installations that commemorate Confederate generals. Alaska Public Media also reports that Democrats in the House also voted to give most Americans $2,000 in COVID relief, the amount President Trump preferred compared to the $600 Congress passed in a bill before Christmas. President called that bill a disgrace but reluctantly signed it Sunday night. Don Young was not among the 44 Republicans who voted for larger checks. He did not vote on the measure at all, according to a report. The Coast Guard rescued 4 boaters Friday from Yamini Islets, 27 miles south of Sitka. The Coast Guard Air Station Sitka MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew hoisted the 4 boaters, a 50-year-old female and her 3 children aged 21, 17, and 3 from shore after their 15-foot vessel capsized. The helicopter crew transported them to a Coast Guard Air Station Sitka where they were reported to be in stable condition. Watchstanders in the Sector Juneau Command Center received initial notification from a friend at approximately 11 p.m. of an overdue vessel. Sector watchstanders directed the launch of an air crew from Air Station Sitka and the crew of Coast Guard cutter Bailey Barco. During the search, the air crew received a distress call over VHF radio channel 16 at the entrance of Necker Bay and was able to make contact with the boaters, confirming they were all ashore after the vessel capsized. Scott Chikaraki, Sector Juneau Command Center watchstander, said that they want to stress the importance of letting people know where you're going on the water and carrying multiple forms of communication. In this case, they were able to find out from their friends where they were going, and having the handheld radio to talk to the radio when it flew over them helped the family get rescued. A working group established by the governor is strongly recommended against a plan to consolidate 911 dispatch centers across southern Alaska. The plan would see a new dispatch center in Palmer take 911 calls from the Kenai Peninsula, South Central, and Southeast Alaska to send state troopers out on assignments. Governor Dunleavy issued an administrative order in June to examine that plan after an outcry from some legislators, according to Alaska's news source. The group sent its final report to the governor in late November. It was scathing of the consolidation plan, according to report. It found that consolidating 911 dispatch centers would diminish services across southern Alaska. It proposed staffing levels reducing 11 dispatchers to 4 dispatchers are unrealistic and would jeopardize public and officer safety. It would eliminate surge capacity if there was a major emergency or if the center in Palmer was unable to operate. Also, consolidation would not save the state an estimated $700,000, but likely would cost it more, according to this report. And the final report recommends that the current blended model of municipal and state dispatchers working at the same centers continues to operate and be funded at current levels. Also recommends that a standard certification for dispatchers be established statewide. The governor's office released a Monday statement saying that Dunleavy was looking at all of his options when it came to that 911 consolidation plan. If you plan on flying Alaska Airlines anytime soon, be aware they're saying goodbye to emotional support animals. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
You've heard the stories in recent years about the emotional support squirrels and even peacocks people have tried to bring on board planes.
I'm not kidding. This woman is wrangling her peacock into the airport.
And the claims passengers make that their dogs are emotional support animals just to get around paying a pet fee and to be able to take them out of their carriers on board. Well, a few weeks ago, the Department of Transportation said airlines no longer have to allow emotional support animals, and now Alaska Airlines announcing emotional support animals will no longer fly on its planes. Specially trained service dogs will be allowed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.